So, thank you, Saint John. Thank you, Saint John. Thank you, Saint John. I don't even know how to quantify or qualify my feelings for being on the stage before you today. They told me I could come out here on this wonderful amateur night, and if I started feeling nervous, I could just pretend I was testing the mic. So I'm just gonna test the mic. There's no mic. There's not even a mic. They don't have a mic. This poor establishment is like banking on an amateur night to just keep their sales going. They want to be selling some booze. They want me on the stage. I don't know how to do stand up. I do not know how to do stand up. I don't know anybody in this audience. And yet, I feel like that makes me the perfect candidate for doing stand up. Trying to make a fledgling organization like the St. John, New Brunswick Stand Up Comedy Club survive. Amateur night. Guess why we're having amateur night tonight? Guess why we're having amateur night? Because I suggested it. I called this company and said, "Man, let's have an amateur. Let's get some guys on the stage. Let's get them try out their stand up." So I did, and that's so I'm here. And a normal stand up would be like a man that had no ideas. Like, for example, if I was a man standing before you with no ideas, who couldn't answer. Why is this phone ringing in the background? Honestly. Sorry, I'm just gonna. Oh, because I'm calling somebody that doesn't want to talk to me. Okay. So. Wow. Here amongst you. Like, I have some great bits. I got some good comedy. I got some good comedy bits to share with you to unfold. I can unfold comedy. I can unfold comedy. You know what? I am part Jewish, though no one in my family will admit it. Anyway, I got some stories too. Every little baby gonna want to. All right. Okay, I'll tell you a story. So, it's been a long time since I've decided. Well, I still haven't actually. I still haven't decided to become physically fit, for example. I still have not. God, my story's the best. Anyway.